On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Friday, the 5th of March. Let's find out what happened on this day.
They're no longer with us, but they were born on this day. Australian singer Andy Gibb, Steve Prestwich, the former drummer with Cold Chisel, and Sir Rex Harrison, the English actor. They were all born on this day.
Mike Walsh, the Aussie TV and radio host, today turns 83 years old.
UK singer and actor Murray Head, best known for this song. One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. Yep. That's One Night in Bangkok. Today, Murray is 75.
Reggae singer-songwriter Eddie Grant is 73. I love this song. We're gonna ride down to Electric
Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. And yeah, Electric Avenue, classic. Elaine Page, the English singer and actress, is 73.
Penn Jillette, the US magician, is 66.
You need to know the seven basic principles of magic.
Yeah, here's Penn from Penn and Teller. Craig and Charlie Reed, better known as the Proclaimers, today are 59. Eva Mendes, the Cuban-American actress, is 47.
Still married to Ryan Gosling, lucky girl. And Matt Lucas, the UK comedian, is 47.
It's all here, darling. All the treatments, all the food, bed and board for the last 5 months.
Classic. St. Vincent's de Paul Society was established in Australia on this day in 1854.
In 1924, Thomas Watson's Computing Tabulating Recording Corporation became IBM, International Business Machines.
Elvis Presley was released from his 2 years of service in the US Army on this day in 1960.
It was on this day in 1963 we tragically lost the US country in Western Singer Patsy Cline. Crazy.
It was on this day in 1983 that Bob Hawke was elected Prime Minister of Australia.
And in 1998, The Boy from Oz, the stage musical based on the life of Peter Allen, premiered in Sydney, starring Hugh Jackman.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 5th of March.